If America is a melting pot, then the city of San Francisco must be one of the flames that heats it. Here, thousands of people from all over the world come to live and work.
I'm from India.
We moved from Taiwan.
I'm from Africa.
Chinese, from the mainland of China.
From the Philippines.
I'm Tibetan, and I was born in India.
At a neighborhood cafe, another immigrant reflects on her journey to the Bay Area.
We came, I had to come with my children. It was a terrifying experience, and I still remember.
Guadalupe Ortiz snuck across the border from Mexico in 1987. With no valid documentation, she and her husband Jesus lived in constant fear.
We were janitors. We started earning $5 an hour. We had to work for 120 hours a week in order to make a decent paycheck.
Ortiz is an example of what many people consider to be a necessity for America's economy, immigrants, even undocumented ones willing to do the work that others won't. Ortiz's family, herself, her husband, and their three children were all undocumented, but Mark Silverman with the Immigrant Legal Resource Center says that's not always the case.
There are a lot of families that are mixed status with undocumented parents and often U.S. citizen children.
No one embodies that better than 15-year-old Lisa, a ninth grader at San Francisco's Everett Middle School.
My dad's getting his papers, and so he's in that process.
Critics of families like Lisa's say it's not right that immigrants can cross the border illegally, have kids, then use their children's citizenship to get sponsored. However, some students at Lisa's school were not born in the U.S., yet they too get the benefit of a free education.
They're really scared because they don't want to leave, because they want to keep studying here.
Angie Junk, who also works with the Immigrant Legal Resource Center, says the situation is a draw.
Products that we are using and taking advantage of are at the cost of cheap labor, and that it's going on to the consumer, and we are saving money that way.
The case of undocumented workers is not a draw in Washington, however, where politicians are weighing two separate immigration bills, a House bill that focuses on border enforcement and penalties, and a Senate bill that would provide some undocumented workers an opportunity at citizenship. For the Hearst Foundation, I'm Brenna Gallegos.